We interrupt this program to bring you this major developing news story. Based on what is taught in Jewish mysticism, and based on what the Lubavitcher Rebbe Melech HaMashiach has taught, it is now revealed that mankind and all physical reality is in store for the greatest transition in human history. The very nature of reality, as we know it, is poised to undergo fundamental changes. The godliness, which brings everything into existence, is about to become literally revealed and physically visible. We are all soon going to be able to see actual divinity within everything in nature, which presently conceals its true divine source. This is not a joke. This is really going to happen. We return you now back to our program.
Gimel Thomas doesn't change a thing. The Rebbe is Mashiach, the Rebbe is our king. Gimel Thomas doesn't change a thing. We're going to the Ula, so come and help us sing. Gimel Thomas doesn't change a thing. The Rebbe is Mashiach, the Rebbe is our king. Gimel Thomas doesn't change a thing. We're going to the Ula.
Rebbe, using his unique style of language, publicly identified himself as Mashiach Tzidkenu, our righteous Redeemer. Furthermore, for over a year, tens of thousands of Jews who came to see the Lubavitcher Rebbe were encouraged by him in their singing of a Hasidic song, whose lyrics identify the Lubavitcher Rebbe as the Messiah. Subsequent to these events, Hasidic rabbis the world over have published articles, held large public gatherings, harnessed global satellite television broadcasts, and to this day, they continue to inform their own congregations and others of the truth and certainty of the facts that have been stated herein. Although this present situation is very challenging to reason and belief, and therefore is highly emotional and controversial, nevertheless, the test is to listen to the sacred words of a proven prophet. The Lubavitcher Rebbe stated that the arrival of Mashiach is imminent. Just how certain is this to occur as stated? God Himself guarantees to fulfill the Lubavitcher Rebbe's words as we learn out from Jewish religious law.
He can go up to it, see this, and look around. He can see the future and bring it down. Head up a bring in. He can see from where your soul has come and bless you with a newborn son. Head up a bring in. Head up a bring in. And the very thing he asked of you was to do everything you can do to bring the Shiach. Bring Mashiach. And he said in the name of prophecy, the Gula is here for you and me. Head up for bring him. Head up for bring him. And I don't know when or how it will be, but I know what he said to you and me. Taught this truth to my daughters and sons, 'cause he never lied to anyone. Head up for bring in, or any other place. And I told my sisters and my mom, and I sing it here now for everyone. He is Mashiach. And the sun and moon may fly away, but I'll see him yet again one day. Head up for bring in. Head up for bring in. And I don't know when or how it will be. I know what he said to you and me. Head up for bring in.
Chosen his own.
nation and gave to them of his wisdom and will to know. It's all written there in our Torah, Mishnah, Yis, and the Gomorrah. And the secrets are hidden in Chassidus, you ought to know. We are talking about our Bible, the holy book that has no rival, and all will soon see that what it says is so. It's not a book of ancient stories, as you might mistakenly think, my friend. It's the book of truth from beginning to the end. It's the blueprint for creation given to his holy nation. We are soon gonna have a divine intervention. I just thought I'd mention a little divine intervention. La la la. We are soon gonna have a divine intervention, and you will soon be able to see the Holy One, blessed be He. History has had to deal with many drastic changes and challenges to its understanding. Until a few hundred years ago, most people thought the world was flat. When the car was invented, people said, "Who needs a car when you can buy a good horse for 100 coins? Then, when the airplane came on the scene, people said, "If man was meant to fly, he would have been given wings by his creator." And so on. Well, just as there were skeptics in the past, so too in our day. Human nature doesn't change too quickly. For those who think all of this is just beyond belief, this next song is just for you. And I look forward to when we meet and dance together soon. Maybe today, in Jerusalem, with the Lubavitcher Rebbe, King Messiah. Your ears hang low, do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? When you turn around, do they drag along the ground? Do your ears hang low? Do your eyeballs droop? Do they fall into your soup? Do they tie up in a knot when you use your hula hoop? Do they dribble on the floor as you go to get the door? Do your eyeballs droop? Are your brains okay? Are they working fine today? Are they still up in your head? Did you lose them in your bed? Do you understand what the Rebbe said? Are your brains okay?
There are numerous sources in sacred Jewish literature, and specifically in Jewish mysticism, which teach that Mashiach will first be recognized and thereafter be concealed, and then later reappear by way of resurrection. But the following is even more relevant to this present situation. Jewish religious law teaches that if a proven prophet makes a positive prophecy, his prophecy must and will be fulfilled by God, regardless of any possible subsequent event, even the passing of this prophet. In simpler terms, a positive prophecy is a must-happen situation. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, Melech HaMashiach, communicated such a positive prophecy. And yes, he qualified his words as being a clear and certain prophecy coming from him in his role as a prophet. The most important announcement ever made in human history was calmly and quietly stated by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, King Mashiach, in 770, which is the common name given to World Lubavitch headquarters in Brooklyn, New York. The Messiah's sacred prophecy can be expressed in these words: "The time of your redemption has arrived." There is only one individual in Jewish history who has the religious legal authority to make such a statement, and that is Mashiach himself. Furthermore, Jewish religious law specifically teaches that a proven prophet must be believed and obeyed. What does all of this mean in practical terms? It means that Kimmel Tavis, the Hebrew day that the Lubavitcher Rebbe reportedly passed away, doesn't change a thing. The Lubavitcher Rebbe is still Mashiach. He is the Messiah, and he will redeem us. Well, you honestly thought they were heaven sent, but in 2 days flat your limp was spent. Now how you gonna pay the rent? You got the credit card blues and you can't repair. Don't sweat the money, honey. Don't sweat the money, honey. Pretty soon this jealousy is gonna end, all right. Don't sweat the money, honey. Don't sweat the money, honey. Mashiach's just around the bend. Chasing the wind for all these years, you got broken dreams. Desperado playing it cool, dying of thirst in a swimming pool. And she said, don't sweat the money, honey. Don't sweat the money, honey. Pretty soon this gallows is gonna end, all right. Don't sweat the money, honey. Don't sweat the money, honey. Well, I thank Hashem for my lowly life, 'cause the more you want, the less you got. You know the best things money can't buy, so with what you've got, be satisfied. And she said, don't sweat the money, honey. Don't sweat the money, honey. Pretty soon this gallows is gonna end. Don't sweat the money, honey. Mashiach is just around the bend. Gonna be so good when there is no bad. Gonna be the best time we ever did have. I'm gonna dance with you, you're gonna dance with me. We're gonna show this world true liberty. Don't sweat the money, honey. Don't sweat the money, honey. Pretty soon this gallows is gonna end. Don't sweat the money, honey. Don't sweat. In 1991, learned Hasidic rabbis, presiding over courts of Jewish religious law, issued an historic legal ruling both in Israel and America. Their ruling states unconditionally that Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, the spiritual leader of world Jewry, and better known as the Lubavitcher Rebbe, is presumed to be Mashiach, the Messiah, the Redeemer. Such a legal ruling has never occurred before in Jewish history. Its implications are very profound when appreciated. Since 1991, thousands and thousands of learned Orthodox Jews have similarly considered this matter very closely and carefully. The supporting and corroborating evidence is so overwhelming that for many, if not most, who have objectively examined the evidence, it has now become a known absolute certainty that the Lubavitcher Rebbe is the Messiah foretold of and promised in the five books of Moses. More about what all this means is coming up later, but for right now, get your dancing shoes on and we will rock for the redemption. Well, I ain't no Talmud Chacham, ain't no Talmud Chacham, son, but there's one thing that's for certain, yeah, the Rebbe, he's the one we're talking about, Daesh Lita. And if you don't understand it, this here little old song is just for you, yeah. Well, I ain't no Rabagon, ain't no Rabagon, son, but we heard it from the Rebbe. Your redemption time has come to talk about Daesh Lita. Thank you. The Jewish religion teaches that woven into and central to God's plan for creation is Mashiach, the Messiah, whose job it is to repair the religious life of world Jewry, build the third holy temple, and to gather all the Jews from this, their final exile, and return them to their homeland. All of humanity will benefit immeasurably from this, as will soon be explained. And now that Mashiach has been formally recognized and identified as a matter of Jewish religious law, another fact needs to be addressed. In the summer of 1994, the world press reported the passing of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. This event was mistakenly understood by many to be the end of any possibility of the Lubavitcher Rebbe still being the Messiah. Nothing, however, could be further from the truth. The Jewish religion does not navigate with newspaper articles or people's opinions or beliefs. The five books of Moses and its derived religious laws have always been the holy light which successfully guided us and illuminated our path through centuries of dark, calamitous situations. Jewish religious law and tradition continue to provide us with the right answers, specifically answers to this crucial question. Is the Lubavitcher Rebbe still Mashiach, the Messiah, in light of the reports of his passing? The answer is yes. Why the answer is yes will be shared after this next song.
Gonna walk with my family hand in hand as we go to hear the Rebbe in the Holy Land. I wanna walk through the temple gates so high. That more than anything money can buy, I can see freedom. I can see freedom. I can see freedom in the Holy Land. I can see. Just throw away. I wanna live in a land of holy men. I wanna walk the streets of Jerusalem. I can see freedom. I can see freedom. pray to him both day and night. I wanna live a life that's Torah true. I wanna live my life as a Torah Jew.
Some 6 years before the fall of communism, in a private meeting with the Lubavitcher Rebbe during the summer of 1985, a Professor Hermann Brandenburg was requested by the Lubavitcher Rebbe to inform the Jews of Russia that massive changes for the good would soon occur in their Russian homeland. The Lubavitcher Rebbe told Professor Brandenburg to communicate that soon the Jews of Russia would be free to leave. As it was foretold by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, so did it exactly occur. With the fall of communism, the world saw the mass exodus of hundreds of thousands of Russian Jews, who were previously denied this opportunity for decades. This incident is just one of countless prophecies revealed by the Lubavitcher Rebbe during his years of leadership of world Jewry. This demonstrated and recorded ability to accurately foresee the future confirms that the Lubavitcher Rebbe is also a proven prophet. It is stated in sacred Jewish teachings that just before the arrival of the Messiah, prophecy will return to the Jewish people. And it has. Something very, very profound has quietly happened here. Something even more vastly profound is about to happen in the imminent future, and it is going to directly affect your life for the better.
checked and true.
Regarding matters of Mashiach, who is more authoritative than Mashiach himself? The Lubavitcher Rebbe, King Messiah, stated that the primary novelty of the Messianic era is the revelation of the existence of Mashiach, and everything else will follow therefrom. As previously stated herein, the existence of Mashiach has already been recognized and recorded as a matter of Jewish religious law. The Rebbe publicly identified himself as Mashiach. Furthermore, the certainty of this situation is corroborated and independently confirmed by the fulfillment of that sacred Yalkut Shemoni prophecy. The question now, then, is what does Mashiach practically mean for the world? Well, for starters, Mashiach is going to bring everlasting peace, prosperity, and good health for all of mankind. The peace part has already begun with the signing of the nuclear arms deal between America and Russia. The Lubavitcher Rebbe Melech HaMashiach stated that Mashiach is literally present. He instructed us to open our eyes, to have a broad and expansive consciousness. Never before in Jewish history has the faith of God's chosen people been so strenuously tested. But faith above reason is going to get us out of this final exile imminently. Persian Gulf War was seen by most of humanity in 1991. The Persian Gulf War was also foreseen and written about hundreds of years ago by a great Jewish scholar known as the Yalkut Shimoni. In his sacred work, written under the spirit of prophecy, he foretells and describes in detail a future war. It is now known for certain the war that the Yalkut Shimoni foresaw in his time is the Persian Gulf War. More startling, however, is this. The Yalkut Shimoni wrote that in the year that this foreseen war will occur, the Messiah would reveal himself. And that is exactly what happened in 1991. It had become revealed by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, an apparent to the learned rabbis of the Orthodox courts of Jewish law, that the Lubavitcher Rebbe is the Messiah. The existence of Mashiach, the Messiah, in our time, is now revealed, recognized, and historically recorded by these rabbis as a matter of Jewish religious law, and independently corroborated and confirmed by the fulfillment of an ancient sacred prophecy. Hang in. This gets a whole lot better.
The Jews have been in Gullus almost 2,000 years, trying just to stay alive, wiping our tears. Centuries and centuries of trouble and pain, but now we're leaving and we won't be back again. We're getting out of Gullus. We are getting out of Gullus. We are getting out of Gullus, and the Rebbe's gonna show us the way. We are getting out of Gullus. We are getting out of Gullus. We are getting out of Gullus, and the Rebbe's gonna show us the way. A proven prophet must be believed and obeyed. That's the law, baby, that's what it say. Rebbe said the time of your redemption has come. Come on, Yidden, time to beat the drum. We're getting out of Gullus. We are getting out of Gullus. We are getting out of Gullus, and the Rebbe's gonna show us the way. While everybody's fighting over saying you see, the Rebbe's taking care of everything that we need. He told the whole world Mashiach's on his way. A proven prophet must be believed and obeyed. A proven prophet must be believed and obeyed. I'm gonna play this guitar on my cloud. Turn up the volume nice and loud. Gonna rock and roll through the Holy Land. Jews wake up, the Holy is at hand. We're getting out of Gullus. We are getting out of Gullus. We are getting out of Gullus, and the Rebbe's gonna show us the way. We are getting out of Gullus, and the Rebbe's gonna show us the way. Down goes Edom, down goes Arafat, and down go all the wicked, and they're never coming back. The whole world is gonna be a different way. Everybody learning about Hashem every day. Now don't you worry if the universe shakes, and don't you worry if the whole world quakes.
Okay, that's it for this album. Now get happy and start dancing for the Lubava Chereti Melech HaMashiach. Vada Shlita, baby.